The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly cloudy skies. Flurries starting later today. 30 expected for the high. And then tonight, more snow into Friday. Snow in the morning expected. And then single temps is for the high on Friday. Right now, 13 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. At 6:06, here are your news headlines. Well, the Senate's expected to vote today on a bipartisan 2-year budget deal. It would substantially raise spending for defense and domestic programs. They're coming up against a government shutdown. The government runs out of money at midnight tonight, and so it's all hanging on getting this bill passed. And Defense Secretary says that the Pentagon is looking at options for a big military parade in the nation's capital. The president reportedly asked for a parade after watching a French military parade in Paris last year.
Have we ever had a military parade before? That's interesting.
No. I mean, don't they drill when they're at boot camp, you know, like stripes?
Yeah.
Boom, chugga, lugga, lugga, boom, chugga.
And but they walk by and they...
That's why they're saying it's probably stupid because it's expensive. They got to...
Yes.
If you're going to do a parade, it's got to be a good...
Yeah.
So
yeah,
all the training and all the... Those, right. If you ever watch North Korea, their parades, they're
they
like the greatest
the
of the world. They're
they're doing one right now.
That's mainly what their army is a bunch of
Broadway marchers, performers.
Right.
A lot of the weapons they're holding are fake.
Oh, are they really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
There's hilarious stuff. And if you ever... The military people that zoom in on those North Korean parades, they're like made up weapons.
Okay.
So like the machine gun they're holding, they're not even... practical, usable. It'll be a grenade launcher and a missile added on their guns. They have a whole squad of soldiers that are marching that have a uranium symbol on the front of a backpack.
Okay.
And those are supposed to be
nuclear.
Yeah, they're supposed to be dirty. They're like, all of it is fake.
You're like, this is a lot of theater.
Everyone's going to watch it. And maybe they think
just
that,
for practicality.
So.
I mean, look at...
So North Korea right now, tanks are rolling down the streets of Pyongyang ahead of the Winter Olympics. They held their military parade in the capital today. So, you know, a bunch of people lining the streets and they're getting their whole thing, getting ready for the Olympics.
So it's not a good day to be talking about, hey, we should parade.
I know. I'm like, okay, these are people who do parades all the time. We don't want to be like them.
But blame the French, right? So he saw the French and thought that was a good idea because, you know, the French love to dress up. Their military is, I think they wear like Versace.
Yeah. Sort of high-end designer.
Are they the
designer?
One that,
like,
listen,
other militaries that don't fight wars, they have to parade because that's
we
all they do. We actually fight wars.
Right. We have practical usage for our military. Omaha Henry Dorley Zoo welcoming a new little guest, a red panda. Her name is Tofu, and this is the first time we've had one in over 20 years.
A red panda, huh? Okay.
Yeah, they're cool.
Born at the zoo?
Them? No, actually born in Detroit. She was supposed to come with her mom, but then the mom is like old, so they're keeping her at the zoo. But she's going to be joined soon by another female red panda and then a mating male. Red pandas are endangered, so they're trying to, you know, grow the population. They're really stinking cute. She's 2 years old. You can find her in the cat house, but they're pretty excited because this is like
we don't have a panda house. Or if you go to our panda house, they only sell Chinese food.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not really pandas.
They don't look like pandas. They look like foxes to me. I don't know. They don't move slow. And, you know, pandas spend all their lives eating, by the way. So.
The one thing they share with the pandas is they both eat bamboo.
Okay.
But that's about it. They come from Asia. And the closest relatives that we would probably know are like raccoons, weasels. They're about the size of a house cat. But I mean, you see them and you're like, I want a tiger. touching.
They don't have an outdoor space. Eventually, they said this panda needs to be outside, but they don't have an outdoor space that's escape-proof on a panda level because they are the most skilled of any animal we have at the zoo currently at breaking out.
Oh, no kidding.
They're like raccoons.
They have to
smart.
They have to panda-proof wherever they put it.
Okay.
So right now, it's in a glass cage.
At the cat house, but go check it out. They're super cute. They're like one of my favorite things. I was excited that we got one again. I can't believe it's been so long. A new study says that drowsy driving could play a much bigger role in severe crashes than the federal estimates are suggesting. It's AAA that's coming out with the information. They say that 9.5% of all car crashes involve sleepy drivers.
Is that like 1 in 10? Is that the deal?
Well, no, 9.5%. So I don't know the 1 in. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
I saw that with a lot of drivers.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
So with all these crashes that Amtrak's been having in the rear view, they're saying a lot of them were sleep apnea issues.
Oh, really? Not sleeping well.
And that's just a guy driving a train.
Yeah. Imagine how many people out there driving tired.
Well, I always think over the road truckers.
Oh, that would be the hardest.
People, we are a sleep deprived nation. There's always all these studies coming out how we're not getting the sleep or we're not getting good sleep.
I mean, most of us don't have a commute long enough that your lack of sleep is you make it to your destination before you max out how tired you are. But people who have to drive long distances, you eventually, that catches up and you got to deal with it. You got to do the little windows down, all the little dances, listen.
Well, that's what AAA is saying is that doesn't work. AAA is saying things like drinking coffee, rolling down the windows, turning up the radio, singing along, trying to help. They say that's not
effective
helping.
As pulling over.
Right. They say just pull over and sleep is what
I'm sure
your body's
it does something,
you.
But they're saying you need to get off the road.
For people who put a lot of stock in meditation as a calming practice, there could be a new study that is debunking this. Scientists revealed that meditation doesn't make you more compassionate, less aggressive, or prejudiced. I mean, sure, it's fine at breathing and taking that time for yourself, but they say lots of things can do that for you.
Oh, boy. Don't meditate now? Or what are the
meditation?
I tried it like a week ago.
Doesn't calm you down.
What does that do?
That can't be accurate.
I don't think so.
You think reflecting and just breathing slowly and all, whatever you do when you meditate, would work.
Well, would think so, but maybe I don't know if it's just people, it's not the fix-all that people thought. They said that it's kind of just a myth. I mean, it's sort of, just because people do it and say, I get something out of it, doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting something out of it. They're like, science is like when you break it down, that it's you can get that same kind of mindfulness from being present in a moment, doing things like cuddling your animal. I mean, that kind of stuff can give you the same sort of calming effects.
It seems like the people who meditate need the meditation or swear by it,
Right.
It seems like the people that meditate are always calm anyway.
I think a lot of people would disagree with that. This is according to who?
There's a study coming out of the Netherlands that they're saying meditation has long been touted as being able to make the world a better place, but new research suggests that maybe that could be just a myth. Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you're having a bad day, don't meditate, right?
Well,
if
you're tired,
sounds like the worst possible advice.
I know.
From anyone in medicine.
Don't
According
meditate.
To research, what's the research? What was it? What'd they do?
They
meditated and it didn't work for those scientists.
I think maybe it works for some and works for none, because that's what I was saying. The people that I know that have mentioned meditation or they meditate, they're always calm people anyway.
The thing is that it may calm you, but the idea is that meditation is supposed to center you and make you like a better person. And what they're finding is that meditation doesn't change how adults behave towards one another. It may calm you, but you can still be a jerk to your fellow humans. Right.
So if you're a jerk, Calming you down.
Right.
Not meditation.
Like, did that anyone ever...
Well, the idea of Buddhist meditation. Yeah, but like it is rooted. I mean, meditation for Buddhists is rooted in like a spiritual. It's the idea of like channeling a better side of yourself, becoming a better person. And so, I mean, people can use meditation, I suppose, as a like, I'm freaking out and breathing and making yourself back in the moment, but you could still be the jerk that cuts somebody off in traffic.
Yeah, once a jerk, always. Meditation, you meditate and give us a call.
Doesn't make right? you a better driver.
No, meditation, if you're tired, just pull over and
sleep. Make you a
better
person. I don't know. I'm just trying to give examples.
I know.
Streaming. No.
I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet.
I listen online.
All the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Polar plunge. That's going to be nice, cool. They're saying like 13 degrees.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Snow.
Jump right. in a lake, get pneumonia.
Scott Frost spoke yesterday, had a nice press conference. Yeah, it was good. First of all, the spring game is sold out. That's never happened before. I guess I never realized that. And I don't think so. I think I kind of blew Scott Frost's mind a little bit on that. But we have some audio here.
A lot of people say they have the best fans in the country. I think selling out a spring game in 3 days kind of puts that argument to bed. I'm so excited that the fan base is as fired up as it is. I'm anxious for the fan base to get to know these new coaches. We have some unbelievable men on our coaching staff. I'm anxious for the fan base to watch the improvement that needs to happen. It's going to be a process for us, but I think by the time spring ball finishes up with the spring game, we'll be quite a ways down that road. Can't believe there's going to be 85,000 for a spring game, but that's Nebraska, so go Big Red.
Now, we average pretty good, though.
Wow.
So for the record, Nebraska's always turned the spring game into another game. All joking aside, it kind of is the fact that it's spring. It's people's first excuse to get down in Lincoln and wear their Husker gear. Basically,
our goal is going to be simple.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, tailgate.
Yeah, it's a party, and it's the first thing to do after winter, of course, and that's what we do. We just, like you said, go down there and tear it up. Tickets are gone, and they went super fast, and but there'll be tickets around. I don't know if people are going to try to scalp them. I mean, would people buy scalp tickets?
People buy the... What? I mean, I'm just saying, do people buy secondary market for spring game, or it seems like people would
That'll
buy
be
just
a first.
Because they want to go. Yeah.
that would be
very strange.
If you ever were at a spring game in the past and told someone you had bought a scalped ticket and paid overpriced, people would laugh at you.
Yeah.
Understandably.
If you were at a spring game, like, I got these on StubHub.
They would laugh at you for sure.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure there'll be tickets out and about. Some people were complaining the fact that we're a family. We have a family of six. We go every year. We couldn't get tickets. So it's like,
are being offered for resale on StubHub.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm saying in the past, you'll buy them.
Right. Now this is, a sellout is a sellout. Supply and demand. People want to go. People were scrambling for these tickets, but
according to the Omaha World Herald, Wednesday afternoon tickets were being offered for resale on StubHub for as much as $599. It's usually like a $10 ticket, so you're way paying overpriced for that. I don't know what you think you're going to get for $600.
Well, I'm sure there's people out there that want a ticket so desperately because, like I said, that family of six that has gone every single year that they've been able to. It's like a family tradition. I guess what do you do when if that's what you do, I guess you just have to go buy it secondary, not the cheapos that you normally get. So,
I mean, 60 times the face value, you're like, good Lord.
God, if you're Scott Frost, wouldn't you just be walking around everywhere with a big smile on your face? I felt bad in some point because they've been working so hard. He said that they're going to take breaks. The defense is going to take a week break, and then and then when they come back, the offensive coaches were going to take a week break. And he hasn't really seen his baby. He has a new baby and a new wife.
Know.
They're still in Florida, and he said thanks for thank God for FaceTime. He was able to see his baby grow up a little bit, but. Yeah, I mean, geez, after the success of the recruiting yesterday, I mean, I'd be walking around with a big old smile.
Well,
amazing.
All the coaches had to do a meet and greet fan deal for boosters last night at the Rococo in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
It was
all
a sold out affair, and it was everybody, it looked like Butt Frost.
Okay.
So it was all of these coaches, out of towners meeting fans, and they showed the footage, man, and they're all walking around glad handing. You know, big-time donors that had to pay money to go to this thing last night. So it has been work, work, work.
Yeah.
But you see, so in terms of Big Ten recruiting, we ranked third in the Big Ten.
Oh, really?
To Rivals.com.
Good.
So if you consider Ohio State and Penn State in the Big Ten, we're both ranked number 2 and number 5 in the nation as the best recruiting. We came in third in the Big Ten, number 21st. So we out-recruited Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And all of this is a big leap forward. We went from 94th to 21st from mid-December until yesterday.
And this is these kids. This is Scott Frost and his team, man, his team of coaches. These kids are looking at these guys going, you guys are awesome. They all say the same thing. There's a point where it's about the school also, but it really is about Scott Frost and his coaches and what they've done in the past and what they believe. And they just think he's the most awesome coach ever.
And so do you, mainly.
You
your words. They can't say awesome enough. I know I can't. Yeah, we got some stud running back.
Yes.
We got a linebacker, too. A kid from Texas, that running back. We got that Georgia linebacker, Caleb Tanner.
Oh, it's just great. Great day yesterday.
I mean, usually you go down to the spring game every year, and in the past, it's been a while.
Have you been in?
Your Husker friend, what's that?
Have you been in the spring game? I've done it one time for a brief moment, but then I go back out. I'm more the tailgate guy, but...
How many games have you been in?
Oh, I go to one a year.
How many times have you been in?
I go one a year.
I'm saying in your life.
In my life? Oh, geez. Probably four times. Maybe five times. Maybe. That's only for halftime, Jeff. I don't go for the whole game. I just go to go in there, and then I get bored. And I run back out to where there's beer and hot dogs, generally. So, but see, my thing is this. I'm going to try to do better this year. That's my goal. I want to go to Ann Arbor. I want to go to a few away games. I want to go to our games here and try to support better as a Husker fan. That's just my goal this year. We'll see how that works out. But my thing is that I love college football. So when I'm at one thing where it's nothing but Huskers, I miss all of the other games throughout the day. So that's what just kind of gets me. I got to get used to not being able to watch any other football game. So,
did you just make that up?
Yes.
You did.
No, I didn't. I've been saying that for years.
The reason you can't go inside is because you're too busy watching all the games.
I try to watch as much football all day. All day Saturday is a thing for me. It's all football.
Instead of committing to one game. Yeah. Wall like college.
It's sad. It's a sad deal. Drives Wiley nuts.
I'm saying that's a recent thing. But in the past, it was the booze.
Well, it's always going to be the booze. We need to serve. Everyone could agree with that. They need to serve beer in the stadium. Right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they do.
It's a rarity at most stadiums.
That they don't?
Have you ever been to a college game where you were able to buy a beer?
Just the Creighton game.
I'm saying at a college football game.
No. This Husker's the only college game I've ever been to. It's only been four. My friends that live in different states say I'm an idiot.
So you don't even know what you're missing?
I know.
It's a rarity. So, like, you go to games, and we went up to Minnesota, you get to get a beer, and it feels like you're stealing.
It feels good, though, right?
Well, the Husker program's been so bad of late that the...
You need to drink.
You really?
The biggest pull to me from the crowd was the fact of a booze in the parking lot at halftime.
Yeah, I know. Well, would you say 10 weeks till the spring game? Good. Good, good.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, what's going on, Molly? Celebrity news.
Quincy Jones did an interview with Vulture, and it is sort of like a wow. He's turning 85. He's getting ready to, do this Netflix special, and Oprah Winfrey's going to be interviewing him for his birthday, and he's just got nothing to lose, and so he's sharing all the stories. Quincy Jones apparently didn't like the Beatles. Claimed that Michael Jackson's, skin condition was just an excuse to undergo a bunch of plastic surgery. Said Cyndi Lauper was hard to work with during the We Are the World because she had all that jewelry on. It kept clanking.
Oh, I'm sure it was a nightmare for microphones.
Yeah.
We Are the World. Jeez. All right. So
they couldn't they couldn't get a take. And then, he said that Paul McCartney, worst bass player I ever heard. And Ringo Starr, don't even talk about it. He said he used to date Ivanka Trump like 12 years ago. His daughter was working in fashion. And he said Ivanka wants to go out to dinner with you. He's like, all right. Where is this interview?
Vulture. He did Vulture.
Okay. He's just angry.
But the crazy thing is the Marlon Brando, Richard Pryor.
So that's the other thing. Quincy Jones says that Marlon Brando slept with Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye. And everyone's like, excuse me, what?
He's mainly blaming it on Marlon Brando, saying that he was like a poon hound. And that includes men and women.
Oh, my God. Well, and then Richard Pryor's widow is confirming that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando hooked up in the 70s. And this is the one that Quincy Jones, you know, said. And he said Brando was the most charming guy you've ever met, but he'd sleep with anything, anything. He'd sleep with a mailbox.
Oh, gosh.
Then he goes on to say Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. I was like, what? Richard Pryor's wife said it was the 70s. Drugs were still good, especially Quaaludes. If you did enough cocaine.
That statement about those guys might be a little loose. That was their follow-up was, so he slept with them, and he goes, come on, man, he didn't give an F. You like Brazilian music?
But then Richard Pryor's widow was saying, that happened, that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando hooked up. So I don't know.
Man on man love, huh?
That just seems like a weird combination. Marlon Brando's just was so bloaty and fat at that point in his life, and Richard Pryor is just so skinny and stickly.
Maybe he just had to lay there and do nothing. This is such a weird conversation.
Such a strange little tidbit. Gordon Ramsay now has his own Amazon Alexa skill. Gives you feedback on your cooking. You know, part of the Super Bowl ad was that Alexa lost her voice and Gordon Ramsay was one of the celebrities that they had step in for the moment. But I guess he really does have like a deal going
so
with
how does
Alexa.
How does it work then?
Alexa, ask Gordon Ramsay what he thinks about my food. And then you can get Gordon Ramsay to insult you. I mean, I'm sure he has like pre-recorded lines of like whatever. And then he'll...
I'm sure Alexa loves that. Hey, Alexa, ask Gordon Ramsay.
But I guess
I want to know if Gordon Ramsay really does his row machine in a wetsuit.
Like
it's in the ad. He's doing his workout. Yeah. He's got a rubber wetsuit on. It's like, well, that'll burn some calories.
Fit guy. Super fit. And yesterday we shared the news about Kylie Jenner naming her baby Stormy. Well, that photo that shared the news has now become the most liked Instagram post ever. 14 million views.
How many times did you look at it?
I didn't look at it once. I mean, I looked at it. It was like linked in stories, but like I didn't click on it.
Why? I mean, you're a big baby lover. I mean, you like
all the picture
their faces
of,
and stuff.
All I could see. I mean, it's just a picture of her finger and like the baby hole, and like you can see the baby sort of like off to the side, but it's not like a picture of the baby.
Okay,
it's just like a picture. You know, it's very tailored to just show a little bit the takeaway method.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.